Hi, everybody. It's Mr. Figaro, and the story I'm going to read to you today is Spaghetti by Cynthia Ryland. It was evening, and people sat outside talking quietly among themselves. On the stoop of a tall building of crumbling bricks and rotting wood sat a boy. His name was Gabriel, and he wished for some company. Gabriel was thinking about things. He remembered being the only boy in his class with the right answer that day, and he remembered the butter sandwich he had for lunch. Gabriel was thinking that he would like to live outside all the time. He imagined himself carrying a pack of food and a few tools and a heavy cloth to make a hasty tent. Gabriel saw himself sleeping among the coyotes. But next, he saw himself sleeping beneath the glittering lights of a movie theater near the bus stop. Gabriel was a boy who thought about things so seriously, so fully, that on this evening, he nearly missed hearing a cry from the street. The cry was so weak and far away in his mind that for him, it could have been the slow lifting of a stubborn window. It could have been the creak of an old man's leg. It could have been the wind. But it was not the wind, and it came to Gabriel slowly that he did hear something. And it did, indeed, sound like a cry from the street. Gabriel picked himself up from the stoop, and he began to walk carefully along the edge of the street, peering into the gloom and the dusk. The cry came again, and Gabriel's ears tingled, and he walked faster. He stared into the street, up and down, knowing something was there. The street was so gray that he could not see, but not only the street was gray. There, sitting on skinny stick legs, wobbling to and fro, was a tiny gray kitten. No cars passed to frighten it, and so it just sat in the street, and it cried its windy, creaky cry, and waited. Gabriel was amazed. He had never imagined he would be lucky enough one day to find a kitten. He walked into the street and lifted the kitten into his hands. Gabriel sat on the sidewalk with the kitten next to his cheek and thought. The kitten smelled of pasta noodles, and he wondered if it belonged to a friendly Italian man somewhere in the city. Gabriel called the kitten Spaghetti. Gabriel and Spaghetti returned to the stoop. It occurred to Gabriel to walk the neighborhood and look for the Italian man. Oh, but the purring was so loud, so near his ear, that he could not think seriously, as fully as before. Gabriel no longer wanted to live outside. He knew he had a room and a bed of his own in the tall building. So he stood up with Spaghetti under his chin and went inside to show his kitten where they would live together. The